Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Welcome back to the creepy dream adventures of Dr. Floyd. When we last left our hero, he was dreaming that he was in London in 1891, where he was in charge of a hospital where strange things were happening. So strange were the events that when Dr. Floyd heard the doorbell of the hospital, he ran and hid in the closet of the sitting room. The same sitting room where Nurse Chips now brings their visitor.
Right this way, Dr. Grant, and I'll introduce you to Dr. Floyd.
Thank you, ma'am. Hello, Dr. Floyd. He's not here.
No, he's here. He's hiding in the closet. He reckoned the only person who'd be out on a night like tonight would have to be terribly nefarious and obviously up to no good.
But I'm neither.
Yes, I know. He's just a little skittish. Weird things have been going on around here. Dr. Floyd, you can come out. It's all right.
Oh, hello there. I'm Dr. Floyd.
And I am Dr. Grant. I've come to be your protege.
Oh, yes, Dr. Grant. How nice to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine, and I must say that your head is even more perfectly proportioned to your body than I've read about.
Why, thank you, Dr. Grant.
Perfectly proportioned?
Hush, it's my dream. Well, Dr. Grant, I'm afraid you joined us on an odd night. My lab attendant has taken ill, and a dodo bird has been running loose on the ground.
Oh, don't forget the lights. Tell him about the lights over at Carfax Abbey.
Yes, and my nurse here swears he's seen lights over at Carfax Abbey, which has been deserted for years.
It's true, it's true!
Strange indeed. Well, I'm here to help you any way I can, Doctor.
Excellent. We should start by...
Someone's at the door.
I wonder who it could be.
Well, the only person who'd be out on a night like tonight would have to be terribly nefarious and obviously up to no good.
You're right, Doctor.
Well, go answer it, Nurse Chips. I'll be in the closet.
Is there room in that closet for two?
As Nurse Chips once again heads to the front door, and Dr. Floyd once again heads to the closet with Dr. Grant in tow, we shall check in on Dr. Floyd's sock-shaped patient, Little Renfidge. He's sitting on the windowsill, looking out at the lawn. Standing looking back up at him is a lone dodo bird. Suddenly, a small Pomeranian streaks across the lawn towards the dodo bird, who vanishes in a puff of smoke. After this ominous observance, we return to the sitting room, where Nurse Chips is now leading in a new visitor.
Just a moment, sir, I'll call him. Dr. Floyd, come out! It's Dr. Floyd Van Floyd Sr.
Father, you're here.
Yes, son. Why were you hiding in the closet?
Well, I was sure who was ever at the door was going to be... terribly nefarious and obviously up to no good.
Son, do you honestly think that someone who is terribly nefarious and obviously up to no good would ring the doorbell?
Well...
Of course they wouldn't. A person like that would use an accomplice on the inside to get in the building.
I see.
I'm here because of your letter. Now, can I see the patient?
Yes. Nurse Chips, please go get Lab Attendant Christie.
Yes, sir.
Now give me the details of the case.
Well, 3 nights ago, our lab attendant went for a walk on the grounds, and when she returned, she had lost the desire to learn.
Is that so?
Yes, and we've tried to get her to read or write something, but she refuses to.
Interesting.
Here she is, Doctor.
Oh, come in, Christie, and have a seat on the couch.
Couch? What's a couch?
It's the big cushioned chair here. My father would like a word with you.
Father? What's a father?
Oh, dear. This is worse than you let on, son. Not only is this young lady unwilling to learn, her existing intelligence is diminishing rapidly.
What could be causing that?
I have a hunch, but I need more details. Young lady, tell me, did you see anything peculiar the night that you went out into the garden?
garden?
Yes. When you were in the garden, did you happen to see a large, flightless bird?
Bird in garden? Yes, pretty bird. Pretty bird bite hand.
The bird bit her hand?
Ah, yes, look here on her hand.
Beak marks.
This is worse than I thought. Quick, tell me, have mysterious lights been seen in a nearby building believed to have been deserted for years?
No, I don't.
Yes! For the past 3 nights, I've seen lights over at Carfax Abbey.
Oh, will you please stop with that, Nurse Chips? Everyone knows that Carfax Abbey has been deserted for... Land of Goshen! What does this all mean, Father?
It means you've got a vampire nearby.
Vampire? You mean like the monsters that suck your blood?
No, lady. This is something much, much worse.
What could be worse than a regular vampire? Will our heroes be able to defeat whatever it is? And just where has Dr. Steve been in these last few episodes?
Yeah, I'd like to know that as well.
Find out next time on the creepy dream adventures of... Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 611 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Chuck McCann as Dr. Floyd Van Floyd Sr. www.chuckmccann.net. Maura Quirk as Chips, www.maurakwirk.com. Maynard Smith as the creepy narrator, www.maynardland.com. Susie Chasen as lab attendant Christy. And Murph as Mr. Baron Von Whiskerchins. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco. Leave us a voicemail at 818-332-3053. Episode number 611 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2007 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 611, Beware the Dodo. 13, 1, 3, 9, 15, 14, 7, 6, 8, 1, 2, 1, 7, 14, 8, 4, 1, 3, 20, 11, 23, 3. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun! Hello, Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd fans. Are you ready for the biggest celebration of the year? It's time for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Holiday Spectacular. Sunday, December 9th, 2007 at 3 p.m. at the Colony Theater in Burbank, California. More information will be released soon, but be sure to save the date. Sunday, December 9th, 2007 at 3 p.m. only at the Colony Theater in Burbank, California. If you have a product or service and you would like to sponsor the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Holiday Spectacular, head on over to drfloyd.com/live/sponsor. That's www.doctorfloyd.com/live/sponsor.
can listen to classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.